think a lot about how for my whole life I've started things and like right up to the end of completing it, I would like just not want to do it anymore. So my mom put me in ballet lessons, and we were like ready to do the recital, and like I got my costume, and then I was like, I don't want to do it anymore. Or I picked up like a bunch of instruments and never really was like so passionate about each one to keep going. So I think my parents put a lot of money into me starting things but not continuing. And I think it says a lot about how I'm just like about things, and I'm not totally gung-ho about continuing. Like, if it doesn't make me really excited to do it, then I'm not gonna continue. Or if I don't have any use for it, like even if it's a hobby, like I picked up like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna like start drawing, and my partner got me a sketchbook and colored pencils, and I've like drawn a few things, but like I want to someday like fill up that book with things, and I just like don't have the motivation to do it because like it's just for me and not really, they're just like fun things, they're not like, I don't take it seriously, I guess. And yeah, so I've been thinking about how that like transfers into real life, and like I just graduated college and I've been thinking about what I want to do as a career, and I just think about how, well, I'll probably just end up doing a ton of different things and not really pick one thing. I'll just like hop from one thing to another, which is like scary. I guess it's scary for me because I don't know where I'm going. I'm just kind of like going with the flow and finding things that make me really excited and bring out my best self and my put all my passions together, because along with trying a bunch of things, I've learned about different things that I'm passionate about, but I just don't know how to put that into like making money or like making a living out of it or making it a full-time job.